5. Did you tip the bellboy? Introduction. A. It is the custom to give tips to waiters in restaurants and taxi drivers.
B. It is also American custom when visiting friends to telephone ahead of time to let them know you are coming.
C. In America and Britain, it is not acceptable to smoke in a friend's home without asking.
D. When someone moves into a new home, it is the custom to give a housewarming gift.
E. When a couple gets married, the bride's family usually pays for the reception.
F. When a child is born, the father often gives cigars to friends.
G. Usually, Americans go Dutch when they go out to eat, unless it is understood ahead of time that one person will pay for everyone. Sample sentences. 1. Are the customs the same or different in your country?
2. I heard you're supposed to kiss each other at midnight on New Year's Eve. Is that right?
3. When you come back from a vacation, you're expected to bring small gifts for your friends.
4. Are you familiar with the customs here?
5. What are you expected to do on Thanksgiving in your country?
6. Every time my husband leaves home, he hugs and kisses me goodbye.
7. When a man wants to marry a girl, it's customary that he buys her a ring and asks her to marry him.
8. People here are proud of their heritage.
9. You won't be seen so much in America. You only see cars going by often.
10. You're supposed to pay the gas bill when you use someone's car.
Conversations. 1.
Did you tip the bellboy?
Yes, but I don't think it was enough. He looked disappointed. I gave him $3.
That sounds about right to me. 50 cents a bag. If they think you don't know better, they'll try to get more.
It's the same in Kowloon, but I definitely think we overtipped the cab driver. The fare was $20, and you gave him a $5 tip. That's 25% of the total. Too much.
I disagree. He was polite and informative, and he drove smoothly. One should reward good service.
I'll sign for dinner and charge it to our room. Let's see. The bill is $100. That seems reasonable. How much tip should I leave?
Remember last month when we were in Europe? Maybe Californians use that same system. They add the waiter or waitress into the bill, so you don't have to leave anything extra. 2. Frank, I want your advice on something. Some scientists I met at the conference this afternoon have invited me to a party. Actually, they called it an informal get-together.
And what's the problem?
When I asked how people were going to dress, Dr. Light said it was casual.
And you want to know what to wear?
Well, last night I went out with some journalists for a casual party, but I was overdressed. I wore what I consider casual, an outfit of a skirt, blouse, scarf, and medium heels, you know?
That sounds just right to me. What was wrong with it?
Everyone else there was wearing blue jeans. Several of the women had on running shoes. I felt out of place, so I have no idea what to wear tonight.
My guess is you can safely wear last night's outfit to tonight's party. 3. Come on, Tara. Let's go up to the window and buy 2 tickets. The movie is starting in a few minutes.
We can't break into the line. Don't be so impatient. We'll be at the front of the line soon.
2 tickets, please. How much are they?
Oh, no, Ari. I didn't mean for you to pay for me when I invited you to go tonight. Let's go Dutch. I'll pay my own way. I insist.
I'm looking forward to this film. I read a good review of it in this morning's newspaper.
Me too. It will be great to see something light and funny for a change. I'm tired of heavy drama.
Are these seats okay?
They're fine, but I can't watch a movie without popcorn. 4.
Did you go to the bank to withdraw money?
Today is so hot. Besides, I had so much housework to do. My friend came for a visit and stayed for 2 hours. I didn't forget, but I had no time at all.
So you didn't, is that right?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Why didn't you just answer my question directly? Why would Chinese answer questions this way? I simply asked if you did it or not. It's a very simple question, and Chinese often give the reason before they would give me a direct answer.
Yes, I'm sorry. I know it bothers you very much. But I don't know why Chinese sometimes would do this.
You know, today I asked a student if he brought his dictionary with him. It's a rule I made for the class that everyone brings a bilingual dictionary with them because sometimes they don't understand me. The funniest thing is that this student gave me a lot of reasons and no direct answer.
But you know if he brought it or not, right?
Yeah, after all the explanations like, it's too heavy, I was in a hurry, whatever. Words and expressions. 1. Bellboy.
2. Know better.
3. Informative.
4. Reward.
5. Sign for.
6. Conference.
7. Overdressed.
8. Out of place.
9. Break into.
10. Light and funny.
11. Popcorn.
12. Withdraw.
13. Bilingual.
Tingli Katang, TingClass.com.